Hello, everyone. Nice to see you guys again. So we're making a very quick live stream for you guys today about how porn turns men into nice guys. So there's a lot to this topic. So, I mean, honestly, porn, it turns men into betas, it turns men into nice guys, and it turns women into very masculine creatures. It kind of like takes people out of their true nature. So it'll make men more feminine. It'll make women more masculine. But for the men, the reason why porn turns men into nice guys is because it makes you place women on a pedestal. And that's what nice guys do. They place women on pedestals. It makes you take the easy way out of life, of everything. And that's what nice guys tend to do. They tend to not, they tend to be hesitant to put themselves in through discomfort and through challenge. They tend to take the easy way out of life. And that's what porn is. You're just pressing a button to watch whatever you want to see, as opposed to actually making the effort to learn how to interact with women, to get out there, to, you know, talk to them is more challenging and a little bit more uncomfortable, which nice guys tend to, you know, have an issue with. Porn also, you know, when you masturbate a lot to porn, it ends up decreasing your testosterone, which overall will reduce your drive and ambition and motivation in life, also turning you into a nice guy. But yeah, Drew, what are your thoughts? Do you have anything like that you want to add to how it turns men into nice guys?
No, yeah, I definitely agree with everything you said. like a lot of people are like, oh, what's wrong with porn? Well, the problem is, at the end of the day, or every single day, many, many guys watch porn multiple times a day and masturbate to it, mm-hmm. right? It completely desensitizes to you to sex, first of all. It gets your mm-hmm. mind full of disgusting thoughts, because porn is really, really disgusting. It's just mm-hmm. a bunch of, it's so unnatural, it's so unrealistic, and that's why people get all these random disgusting fetishes and all this stuff, which isn't, you know, which isn't like real at all, that you can't translate into real life. It's because it's made to drive money, as people's fetishes just keep on getting worse and worse the more they watch and the more darker their mind gets, right?
Yes. And that's something I've noticed about porn addicts in general. Like, I've heard I think it was Take the Love Pill Jenny who talked about this. She always says that the more masculine a man is, the more vanilla the sex will be. Because when you as a man need so much to feel sexually stimulated, when you need to have all these like crazy fetishes and all these like, you know, crazy things that you see in porn, it's a sign that you are weak in your mind. Like a truly healthy, vital man doesn't need much to arouse him. He can just see his partner's naked body and that'll be enough to arouse him. Yeah. But a lot of these men who are addicted to porn, they need all this crazy ass stuff to be aroused. And what that means is that he has no purpose in his life, to the point where he has all this time to devote to porn and to devote to sexuality and to fetishes and things like that. Like, it takes time to develop certain fetishes that masculine men just don't have that time for. Like, masculine men, they're too busy focusing on their purpose. They're too busy focusing on making something of themselves, on being, you know, what's the word, of taking their life seriously, to where they don't even have time to develop certain fetishes. And so it's like, to me, I think that a lot of nice guys, they tend to make their life purpose about women and sex, whereas masculine men, their purpose will never be about women and sex. Their purpose will be something unrelated to that, something that is about creating something of value in the world. And women will follow that naturally, you know.
Yeah, what you said was 100% spot on. Most in this society, men are super weak. Like, where are the men? Like, they don't exist. It's just all, it's all the same things. Men chasing after women, men mm-hmm. stimping after women, men paying money on OnlyFans for women, yeah, right. Men not having any drive or ambition, not having any kind of purpose in life. All they care about is sex. All they care about is porn. And it's just, and women are doing a lot of bad things too, but this one,
oh yeah, definitely.
It's just like, because people in the comments are saying that, yeah, they do, but this is just straight about, like, it pisses me off as a, you know, as like a coach for men, right? On how to, you know, be the best version of yourself. Like, it just really doesn't make sense. And what Alana was saying about how a really masculine man has a, like, sex and women, it should not be on your mind like that, right? Mm-hmm. Sex should not even be on your mind. Women should be on your mind, right? Finding, talking to women, right? Having meaningful conversations with them, right? It doesn't all have to lead to like some romantic thing. And many nice guys, because of their, all they think about is women. They think anytime a girl talks to them, they think about it romantically. That's not how it works. You need to have like healthy like ways to talk to women, like in a friendship or just even talking to them. But many guys can't talk to women because they keep their mind wanders. And most guys, if they see an attractive girl who watch porn, they see an attractive girl, they'll automatically think about having sex with them in their mind, which makes them, they're not able to talk to them. Their eyes will be darting around. They'll be shaking. They'll be nervous.
And they'll be putting them on that pedestal. Like right. nice guys, they tend to pedestalize women. They tend to see them as these like foreign creatures, whereas masculine men, they can talk to women with no problem because they aren't placing women above them. They're like, right. you know, they're just people, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like the thing is, what men should place on a pedestal is success and money. Achieving a goal, trying to make something of yourself. At that, once you're focused on yourself and focused on your career and focused on building something for yourself, you know, and women will automatically come to you. That's not something that you, like, this is what I tell people. It's not like you need 50 girlfriends or wives. You need one. All you need is one partner. And there's billions of women in this world. As for women, there are billions of men in this world. All you need mm-hmm. is one. And you're not going to find the one if you're focused on chasing after women all the time. Right?
Right. And honestly, like money, success for sure. But I also think that virtue, like men should be focused on living virtuous lives, living lives that are like about integrity and honesty and willing the good for other people. Trying to create something that benefits the collective of the world, you know, because, you know, I don't even necessarily think that men with the most money are always the most attractive. Like I actually think that, like, to me, when a man is hardworking and when a man has some type of, you know, sense of morality and sense of what is right, doing what is right over doing what's easy, I think that's what makes a man attractive. But let's answer some of these comments right here. We have MGTOW Biologic saying, okay, I agree. And is it the cause or the effect? What is the alternative? Who is preventing relationships and unable to commit, men or women, when the average woman gets to age 30, childless now? Yeah, it's definitely an issue. I would say that there's like kind of a societal agenda to prolong adolescence. And I think that, I mean, if you look at a lot of men are, you know, there's a lot of reasons why men are hesitant about marriage these days, which I understand the way the court system works. It's definitely not in man's favor in divorce court. But, you know, if you want to complain about women being unmarried at 30, then the solution to that would be have men propose and like want to get married sooner, you know. Yeah. But I also understand that we've created a system that definitely screws men over in the divorce court. So I get why men are hesitant about marriage and things like that. But right. If you want to have less older single women in the world, then you got to have more men willing to propose and willing to commit and willing to get married. But of course, women also need to work on themselves as well to be worthy of being someone's wife. Because there's a lot of women out here. When women watch a bunch of porn, it turns them into demons. You know, it makes women into these, you know, hypersexual beings where they equate their entire worth to their sex appeal. And then that energy attracts usually bad men who have no sense of morality, who have no sense of purpose. And then you end up in the situation we're in today, you know. MGTOW Biologic says, porn is a choice. If there's no viable alternative to choose, then there you go. So here's the thing. There is an alternative. There's a lot of men out there who don't watch porn because they literally don't have time for it. You have to create a life where you don't have time to sit there and jerk off to a screen. Yeah. You got to have some sense of purpose so that you're working on something every day to the point where you're so busy that you can't even think about opening up your laptop to jerk off to the screen. Like, you have better things to do.
Yeah,
you literally just need to have better things to do in your life than that, you know?
Yeah.
And by virtue of doing that, you're going to attract better women into your life, you know?
Correct. And I mean, the thing is, like, it's not that hard to be a masculine man. Like, all you need to do is, so when it comes, what Alana was saying about how, women should not be in your mind like that. This is like, women, you need to look at a woman as a partner, right? And all this, and sex is a part of that, but sex should not be on your mind all the time. What needs to be on your mind is, you know, taking care of your health, right? Taking care of your health, taking care of your mind, taking care of your body, right? Eating healthy. And then, you know, working at something you enjoy, the money will come, right? Working at something that has, that will take you somewhere in life, that's affecting other people in a good way, right? And then at the end of the, and then women, you're going to seek out, when you take care of yourself, you will seek out women who do the same thing. And then women will see that you're doing the same thing, and that's how you will meet them, right? But you're never going to meet the right woman. You're never going to have a healthy relationship when you're masturbating to porn all day.
I know, exactly. And honestly, when a man masturbates to porn, he makes himself more feminine. Like, it's a very feminine thing to do, to be very reactive. And that's what porn trains men to do. So porn, it trains a man to be very reactive. It's like, you feel this arousal, so then you react and you do something about it and you masturbate. Men have the ability to separate themselves from their urges and from their emotions, or they should have that ability. When a man is able to not act impulsively, he'll make better choices for who he chooses to be with as a woman, for his partner too. Like, if you're a very impulsive man, and if you go off of your impulses all the time, you're constantly seeking pleasure all the time, you're going to ruin your ability to discern between the good women and the bad women. Because if you're constantly thinking through that lustful lens, you're going to choose women based off of lust and not off of actual value. And that's going to screw you over in the end, you know?
Right. And
yeah. What were you going to say, Drew?
Man, these comments are hilarious. Everyone's saying, I'm trying to beat Buck Kim. No, guys, I just have a very angry resting face. It's so funny. But yeah, what you're saying is right. I'm really like, I'm very picky when it comes to women, because of the lifestyle that I live, right? And I don't want a woman who is obsessed with sex. I don't want a woman who has bad habits, because I take such good care of myself. Like, I was already in a relationship with a woman like that, and it wasn't right, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to be in a relationship with someone when you're taking such good care of yourself and you're prioritizing your life. And they on the other hand treat themselves like garbage, and they think of themselves as garbage. It doesn't work like that. So what I seek in a woman is a woman who's very ambitious and who wants something from her own life, right? And who respects her body, who takes care of herself, and, you know, has a lot of self-love, because that's the fact, because that's what I practice, right? It's just the way you think of yourself, the way you take care of yourself is what you're going to seek in a partner. That's just how it works, right? Because at the end of the day, your relationships are going to be a reflection of how you take care of yourself. If you don't love yourself, no one else will be able to love you. Think about it like that. Because how is that going to work?
Yeah. And I think, you know, everyone kind of wants different things. It's like, you have to know what you have to be very in tune with how you feel as a man. And like, a lot of nice guys, if they're really in tune with themselves, they will notice that a lot of them feel emasculated. That's really what a nice guy is. A nice guy is an emasculated guy. And when you are in that mindset of being emasculated, you are not able to discern between the good woman versus the bad woman. The way you know if a woman is right for you or not is if you feel masculine in her presence. Does she make you feel masculine? Is she supportive of you? Is she supportive of your goals and your ambitions? Or is she always trying to make you feel small and belittle you? You know, you have to see if the woman that you're with is an asset to you feeling masculine or not. And like I said, if you're watching porn all the time, you're going to be less able to see the differences between these types of women. So you want a woman who's going to support you on your mission, who's going to be feminine in her feminine energy so that she can push you in your masculine energy. And you also want to be with a woman who has some sense of self-respect. You know, if you're with a woman who doesn't respect herself and who's going to put up with you watching porn all the time, you're going to end up creating a dynamic where you are the nice guy and she is the super masculine domineering one in the relationship.
And so, it can like flip like that. That's not natural.
Definitely not natural. Yeah.
And one more thing I wanted to add, what porn promotes is fake masculinity, abusive masculinity, toxic masculinity. You know, a lot of women I've talked to who had abusive boyfriends, all like who were porn addicts, you know, force their girlfriends to do sexual things to them all the time. And they think that they're all masculine doing that. That is not real masculine. And many girls think that that's real masculinity. It's not. Real masculinity is taking care of your woman, treating her with respect, and being a partner and being a great partner to her, not treating her like a sex object.
Yes. Right? And only if she's worthy of you. That's like,
yes,
also something you have to be clear about too, is that nice guys, they tend to like go out of their way to people please every woman. There's only one woman you need to really, you know, put on a pedestal.
Yeah, if
I even want to use that word. And that one woman is going to be the one who respects you, who believes in you, believes in your vision, wants to support you, and who you feel masculine in the presence of.
Yeah.
So if you want to get out of your nice guy syndrome, stop watching porn, stop any form of addiction that you have, get into your purpose and really get in tune with how you feel as a man. When the second you notice that someone is starting to emasculate you, just drop them. Well, first bring it up, see if they change. And if they don't, drop them.
You need to seek discomfort. You need to have like my lifestyle. I used to be a huge nice guy back in high school. Like women walk all over me. But now, like the lifestyle that I live, I wake up super early. I hit the gym. And then I go to school and then I go to work and then I just like having a very disciplined lifestyle, right? Like the discipline keeps my mind clean. It makes me just have like a great sense of vision and purpose, right? And then at night I just take time to just relax. It's just perfect. I relax by either hanging out with my friends or just, you know, just doing something I enjoy, watching a movie or something. But I like having a very disciplined schedule instead of just like sitting in my room all day wondering what I should do.
And that's the exact mindset that young men should have, just like you, because you're 20 years old, right?
Yeah.
Drew's only 20 years old and he has this mindset. He's working in luxury car sales, making tons of money while you're going to school. It's like you have your head on straight. You're not focused on stupid shit. And I think that's why you're going to get ahead in life, you know? So for any of you guys watching out there, we have made a few videos together now, Drew and I, and if you are a young man, if you want to understand more about having a mindset that's going to lead you to a more successful future, definitely check out the rest of our videos that we've made together. I have a playlist in the description box below. Definitely check out Drew on social media, YouTube, Instagram, all of that kind of stuff. All the links to everything isn't going to be in the description box below, you guys. So definitely check that stuff out. And make sure to tune in tonight to Red Pill Rescue episode number 4 with me and Jenny. We're going to be talking about one-itis and the alpha widow. So definitely great topics for tonight, you guys. Thank you all so much for joining, and we will catch you in the next one.
Thanks for watching, guys.